Religious enthusiasm in Ellen G. White's experience after being called to prophetic ministry. Ellen White received her first vision in December 1844. While we do not have an eyewitness account of her physical condition during her first vision, we do have many such accounts of later visions. Kellogg reported an 1853 vision thus. As Sister White gave that triumphant shout of glory, 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 which you have heard her give so often as she goes into vision, Brother White arose and informed the audience that his wife was in vision. Loughborough, who saw Ellen White in vision scores of times, noted that in passing into vision, she gives three enrapturing shouts of glory, which echo and re-echo the second, and especially the third, fainter. Continuing, Loughborough said that for about 4 or 5 seconds, she seems to drop down like a person in a swoon, or one having lost his strength. She then seems to be instantly filled with superhuman strength, sometimes rising at once to her feet and walking about the room. Those present during a vision were usually deeply affected. There was a strong sense of the presence of God. Often there was weeping and praising of God. Because Ellen White's open or public visions contained the elements of shouting and a loss of strength, it is not surprising that physical demonstrations were more common and accepted in early Adventist meetings. In the years immediately following the 1844 disappointment, Ellen White frequently mentioned cases of illness and prayers for divine healing. Often, God responded by bringing either instantaneous healing or the beginning of recovery. Not surprising, such times of healing were also accompanied by dramatic manifestations of shouted praise and physical prostration. Ellen White's public visions continued for some 40 years until 1884. She continued to have visions after this date, but not in public settings. During the latter years of her life, she more commonly received divine direction through dreams given during the night.